Joining us now is Mark Moran, news director for KJZZ, contributing to Frontera's The Changing America Desk program. He's on the line from Mesa, Arizona. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, John.
So we've known for a long time, I mean, since the moment SB 1070 was passed in Arizona, that controversial immigration law, that it was a shot across the bow to a number of institutions. We've got lawsuits now in federal court and in local courts from a variety of plaintiffs, including the Justice Department. The League of United Latin American Citizens filed a suit on Friday. That's the latest. This is really shaping up to be a battle between states versus the federal government on a number of levels. How would you sort of describe the picture this morning?
Well, it may actually be, there may be even more lawsuits. Apparently, it was the buzz all weekend long during the National Governors Association meeting in Boston. Attorney General Eric Holder apparently said at the meeting that the federal government might actually file another lawsuit against Arizona if there's evidence that it leads to racial profiling. There have been seven lawsuits in the state, most having to do with racial profiling. And the one that was filed Friday was actually in response to the police guidelines that were put out. You know, how are police supposed to enforce this law actually on the street? So there could be even more lawsuits, and, you know, seven, maybe a small number when we're done.
And as you've described very well, and it's really sort of the takeaway at this point, the legal questions are devolving into two main areas. One is sort of the abstract issue of who has the authority here, which is the first federal lawsuit. But then there's a proliferation of lawsuits, including this threat from Eric Holder, on the way in which it's enforced and who's writing the enforcement regulations. Which is more a vulnerable place for SB 1070?
The enforcement. I mean, the police that I've talked to here have said they're really not going to do anything much different on the street when they pull someone over. There just has to be reasonable cause to ask someone or reasonable suspicion to believe that someone's in the country illegally. Well, of course, that's the rub. What is reasonable suspicion? And what I've been able to determine is that police are just basically going to be using training they've received in the past as to what reasonable suspicion is when they pull somebody over. You know, if people are in a hot climate, wearing lots of layers of clothing, if they're in places where illegal immigrants are known to congregate, and if someone doesn't speak English real well. And those are reasons that could lead an officer to believe, you know, it'd be appropriate for the immigration question, as it were.
But what's the chance that this will just get thrown out or injunctions will stall it versus a bunch of regulations be written to maybe force police, if they spend a lot of time at the border, to also spend some time looking at potential white immigrants or potential Asian immigrants who may have similar status, so that the racial profiling issue is sort of moot?
Well, let's, you know, cut to the chase and make no mistake. This is about brown people being in the state illegally. You know, people can say all they want about, well, it would apply to Canadians and Asians and Europeans as well. And I suppose it would, but this is designed for police to be able to ask brown people who are in the state illegally about their immigration status.
And there's no way to modify the enforcement regulations to even put a fig leaf on that, right?
Yeah, what are you going to do? You know, what are you going to put brown people in the legislation? I mean, it's like, you know, Jan Brewer has already talked about, racial profiling is illegal.
And that's the issue right there. Mark Moran, news director for KJZZ on the front lines in Mesa, Arizona. Thanks, Mark.